Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. You really don't have to worship me, ladies and gentlemen. Although it's appreciated, but you really don't have to do that. As long as I know you're my peeps, that's all I care about. As long as I can be with my peeps, that's my goal in life, is to help my peeps have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And nothing makes me happier when I'm doing that than when I get to do it with one of my best friends on the planet. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, is an original member of our Brain Trust. We just couldn't do without her. She's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them around, including Small Business Taxes 2006, and she's got an outstanding eBay book out too, and she has an outstanding small business book out. They just keep on coming. She has sold something under a billion copies of books to people worldwide, and she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, my friend. And I mean that in the literal sense, because you've been traveling, haven't you?
Yes, I was abroad.
Tell us where you went abroad.
I was in Istanbul. I cruised the Greek Isles, and I was in Athens.
Athens, Greece.
Yes.
Now we live vicariously through you, Barbara. At least we are for the moment. You've gotten to make a nice little trip like that, and of course, you, part of your trip and part of what you were doing over there is in an area that's been a little dicey lately, hasn't it?
Well, I was back before the fireworks started.
Right. It was just dumb luck that you were, right?
I mean, it could
have happened any time.
You don't know.
That's right. But how did you find that part of the world, the Mediterranean economy, the marketplace over there, the people that you met? How was that?
Well, I have to tell you, it was an eye opener in terms of Greece, especially. Greece is part of the EU, and they're on the euro.
Right.
And everything is super expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Super expensive. Mm-hmm. So you think, I guess you have a misconception.
Give us an idea of something we might have a frame of reference about.
Well, you know, the little bottles of water are $2.
Uh-huh.
So, and you know, you're there, you're in Greece in the summer, and so, you know, just,
and you don't want to drink the water, right?
Well, it's not that. You know, you need to keep drinking.
Right,
you need
right.
a lot of those bottles, and mm-hmm. you know, it's really significant.
How'd you like Greece?
It was fantastic. I mean, you know, you can't beat the scenery and the food, and the people
right.
were wonderful, and you know, I had nothing negative to say about
right.
it.
Right. How about Istanbul?
Istanbul was also lovely. A little bit of culture difference, but again, people were very nice, and the food was great, and lots to see. And
what about
the
marketplaces when you were there? What did you think about the business side of things over there?
Well, it's kind of different. Tons of bargaining going on. I mean, you just can't just pay a flat. Things
right.
aren't just as marked. It's
they
part
actually
of,
won't sell it to you if you don't negotiate with them.
Exactly. You have to.
You've landed from Mars if you don't negotiate with them something.
Yeah, and there are little nuances, like if you walk into a store, you know how you have to negotiate, and you can't walk out. And so, I mean, it's kind of, you have to sort of learn what
right.
to do there.
Right. Anything else you'd like to tell us about your trip?
No, I wish I was going back again. It was so great.
How about small businesses? Did you have a chance to see how small businesses were doing in those parts of that part of the world?
Well, I must say, from what I observed, it was very prosperous. I mean, there were no empty stores. There were, you know, there was tons of activity going on, and so at least from the outside, things looked very solid.
Now, you were on a cruise part of the time, weren't you?
That's correct.
And did you feel safe on the cruise?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because you know, you were in part of that, the part of the world where the guy fell, was lost overboard a year or so ago.
Yeah, but I didn't feel unsafe.
And there were four ladies.
Second.
You and your mother and your two daughters went, right?
Correct.
So you felt safe together over there, everything?
Absolutely, no
That's
problem.
Good. That's good. Now, when you came straight back and went straight out to Las Vegas, and tell us what happened there.
I was speaking at eBay Live, the annual eBay convention in Las Vegas.
This is where all the eBay, I mean, the regular folks and the eBay wackos get together right there at the same time.
Well, and not only that, but also all the vendors who sell. What's so
amazing?
And I mean
wackos in the most affectionate way.
In a nice way, yes. Well, they're enthusiasts. Let's put it
there
that
you
way.
Go. I say that they're the people who. Before there was eBay, these were Trekkies.
Well, I think that's probably a very apt appraisal.
We'll come back. Barbara's going to tell us about what she thinks about eBay now, the future of eBay. And she wrote a book about it, too, by the way, folks. And then we're going to get into some business stuff and some tax stuff with our good friend Barbara Weltman is 20 Till. Here's Chicago to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I know you're using it to your advantage. Those of you who've been on there, you're using it a lot. Everybody who goes there spends a lot of time on it. You're using my blog. Golly, I can't believe how the blog has just taken off, how you're using it. I really am so happy about that because we really worked hard to bring that to you and to make it something that's a different experience for you from other blogs. And it seems like it's working, and I really appreciate that. Folks, I hope you'll check it out. When you get to our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, top left-hand corner, you'll see Jim's blog there, or you can just go to jimsblog.biz. And when you get to my site, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you the blog, too, by the way, by RSS if you want us to do that. You can get the technology for that right there on our website, too. And you can also find the incredible body of work that Barbara Weltman has compiled with us over the years as such an abiding member and such a strong and important member of our Brain Trust. You can go back and hear lots and lots of good advice that she's given us over the years. Barbara, you just got back from the eBay, World eBay event, and we were talking a little bit about some of the hardcore folks out there. 15,000 eBayers.
At the convention.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was sold out. They had to close the doors.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. So how was it?
It was a great experience. It's just, it's opened up a whole new world of opportunity for people. It's a whole new avenue of small business, you know.
It's a marketplace.
It's a worldwide marketplace,
that's right.
That somebody's sitting in their little, in their slippers.
In their bunny slippers. Yeah.
Can access this great marketplace. There are over 200 million registered users now, so think of that's the size of the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, over a million people now make a full-time living on eBay.
Yeah.
It's just astounding how much it's changed the face of small business.
Well, we do business on eBay. We buy and sell on eBay here.
Sure.
And we are just starting to sell some things. We've been buying some things. But, you know, we buy things that we can't find around us here or wherever we go. If we, you know, we go on eBay to shop the way we would shop in a store or in a mall. And, you know, I don't buy things on eBay if I can get it locally. But if I can't get it locally, we go to eBay and look around.
Also, things that are out of date, that are no longer in the
hard
store,
to find items
or parts of things.
Yeah. Businesses. The eBayBusiness.com, I think, is the site. I mean, they do a great job there, to where you can find. I mean, I've wrote an article about this where a little manufacturer in Mobile, Alabama, found a part for a lathe in Spokane, Washington. He would never have found that without eBay.
Absolutely, that's really.
And he was able to refurbish a part, a machine, that and prevented him from having to buy a new $30,000 one.
Well, what I found so fascinating there was the ingenuity of small business owners to create these kinds of businesses. For example, this one person I spoke with, he made a deal with some of the areas around Boston to just take off the hands of the local towns and cities.
Mm-hmm.
Their computers that they were about to throw out, the old
right.
computers.
Yeah, they would be trash.
That they would be trash. So it cost him nothing, zero, for his merchandise, for his inventory, and he refurbishes them and he sells them and
right.
makes a substantial living.
Yeah.
In fact, he's so prosperous that now he has to take warehouse space. So, isn't that like a remarkable...
And this is stuff that didn't exist. It's not costing anybody anything. It's not taken away from anybody. And it didn't exist a few years ago.
No, and it's just... For some people, it's a lifeline because they wouldn't... It's a way to make a living that... You know, that they wouldn't be able to do without eBay.
Absolutely.
They may be homebound because of family responsibilities or a disability, and here's an opportunity.
There are a lot of people out there who, you're exactly right, who have disabilities, who are now becoming productive again, and that's a great thing to have that happen. Barbara, tell us what the title of your eBay book.
The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business.
All right, and of course, folks, you know it, Barbara, it's a good one. And so I encourage you to check it out. They can get that wherever books are sold, right?
Absolutely.
And also check out your website, which is?
BarbaraWeltman.com.
WELTMAN. Let's talk a little taxes, Barbara. What's the news?
Well, what's the news is that Congress is bogged down in three major tax bills that everybody has been waiting for. One is pension reform.
Mm-hmm.
They can't seem to agree on that. Another is the so-called trailer bill. This is a bill that's been hanging around. It has to do with provisions that expired at the end of 2005. So we're sort of in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses don't know what to do. For example, do we or do we not have a research credit? Can restaurants amortize the costs of improvements over
wow.
15 years? Those provisions expired at the end of 2005.
Nobody knows.
How
do you do your return if you can't?
Get your return. How do you plan for your
yeah.
expenditures this year?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you lay out for these things or do you not?
And so Congress wonders why their polling numbers are like minus, below zero. They're in the basement.
This is just shameful.
It's awful. I think we need to figure out how to get Congress on a performance pay basis. You know, where we pay them if they do their job. If they don't do their job, you go to bed without your supper. Stand by.
Something
we're going to
like
take a
that.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be back. Here's that little band from Texas to take us out. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and tomorrow I'll be broadcasting from a golf resort in Birmingham, Alabama. Going to be working down there with some folks. Got a little speech to give tomorrow, so tomorrow I'll be on the road again. Just got back from Houston, going back on the road again, and I'm looking forward to that. And so that's what I'll be doing when we talk tomorrow. Barbara Weltman is our guest. Barbara Weltman is, it's BarbaraWeltman.com, isn't it, Barb?
That's what it is.
It's your website, so I hope you check it out. And you got an electronic newsletter?
That's right.
Goes out every week?
Every month.
Every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a daily tip, too, right?
And a daily, that's just... Right
of,
on the homepage.
Of some kind, a tax tip or...
Or a small business tip.
There you go. And it's always a good one, folks. So I encourage you to check it out. You can find out more about her books there. Barbara, what are some other issues? We're talking about Congress being basically incompetent right now, especially with regard to tax issues. What are the things we need to know about?
Just a reminder that if you have a qualified plan, like a 401k or a profit-sharing plan, the deadline is coming up for filing your annual information return, the 5500 series, the 5500 or the 5500 EZ. The point is that it's an IRS form that you file with the Department of Labor. You can't download the form. It's a scannable form. So you have, if you don't have it, if it wasn't sent to you and you need it, call up now to get it. They'll mail it to you, and then you can file it. So
would your CPA have the copy of that?
He may.
He or she may,
but no guarantees because
right.
like I said.
When's the date?
July 31st is the deadline for the calendar year plan.
Better hurry. What about the what about extensions? This give us help me remember what we did that change this year?
Yes, it did. What changed was now we have automatic 6-month extensions, so we don't have to file anything in August again. Remember, we used to have to do
right.
the 4-month and then ask for another 2 months. But now, if you ask for the extension on time in April, then you have until October.
But October 15th?
Actually, the 16th this year.
16th, okay, because it's on Sunday. But
right.
but what about but corporations is still September 15th?
Correct, but they got their 6 months. Too,
right, but it's still right. but it's still September 15th for that.
Correct.
So you don't have to worry about the August thing, which is smart. The only thing about that, Barbara, in a perverted kind of way, in a sick kind of way, I missed the August 15th date because that was the thing that we had to do to, and we said, okay, we only got 2 months, we got to get going now.
Well, not only that, but the extensions applied to partnerships in LLCs.
Yeah.
So they used to have to file. By extension, their first extension was July 15th.
Mm-hmm.
But now they also have the 6-month extension to October. So that's
right.
sort of, you know,
that's a good
people
thing.
Who own those pass through entities really have to watch out to make sure that the entities do what they have to do
right.
so that you have your K-1s to complete your return.
The good news is you don't have to file the extra extensions. The bad news is you don't have a reminder.
Exactly.
You got to remind yourself, right?
Yes. I'll remind you often enough.
Exactly. You'll be back on to remind us enough. What are some other things that are going on? How's the IRS doing these days?
Well, you know, the IRS suffered great. The building itself had considerable damage in the basement. They say it didn't affect their.
You mean the flooding?
Excuse me?
The flooding?
The flooding, yes. And
all the rain
basically
they got.
Don't think that the building's going to be back in shape till maybe the beginning of the year.
So are you saying the IRS is out of business?
Well, they claim they're not, but I can tell you that things are moving very slowly. A lot of rulings that should have come out are not. A lot of the draft forms for next year are just trickling in a lot more slowly than usual. So I'm sure they're working from remote locations and satellite offices.
I didn't realize their building was flooded with all the rain.
Yeah, and they suffered considerable damage. It was unsafe to be there. So.
Did they lose records?
They claim that they did not.
Yeah,
they claim that.
You sound like you don't believe them, Barbara.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know where they keep their.
The IRS is having its challenges, and we don't wish anything bad on anybody. But you know, if it slows things up a little, of course, that'll depend. If you got a refund, it might slow up your refund too, right, Barb?
Well, yeah, if you haven't filed in your way. No, I shouldn't slow up your refund. I shouldn't. Things are pretty much automated, so I don't
right.
think that's an issue. And, in fact, the government should be pretty flush because of the amount of revenues that have come in are unprecedented.
Supply-side economics works, ladies and gentlemen.
It does.
Lower taxes,
you can't deny it.
If you lower taxes, it's not an experiment anymore, folks. It absolutely works. And remember, Barbara and I were supply-side economics devotees long before it was cool, right, Barb?
Well, absolutely.
Thank you for being here, Barb. Good job today, as always. Welcome back. We're glad to have you back in the USA.
Thank you.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, and you know it. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and you know this program is just for you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.